To the ladies and to the gentlemen, to the scholar and to the student, to the player and to you coaches, to the skeptic and to the spiritually sure-footed, to the front row seaters, to the back row occupants, to the side row pillars, to the balcony crew, to the fashionable, to the frumpy, to the fantastic, to the fabulous, to all the people of hope, may the peace of the Lord be with you. Yes, welcome on behalf of the campus ministry team to a new semester, a new year, a beginning to worship the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with truth and with joy and with love. We want to welcome you all back to Hope College for those of you who are returning. And for those of you who are new, I think we've got just under 40 transfer students coming into Hope today. We want to welcome you back to the Hope family. Yeah. It may be an overwhelming beginning. If you're new, my name is Trigvi Johnson. I serve as your dean of the chapel, one of your pastors here at campus. We want to welcome you. We also want to welcome back those students that had a semester abroad someplace. Let's welcome them back as well. Right. It's wonderful to have you back. Man, you guys look so good coming back from Christmas. I also want to welcome back, this may sound a bit odd, but I want to welcome our seniors back because this is the first of your last. Oh, give me a hand if you're one of our seniors right now. Yeah. All right, the class of 2012. This is the first of your last chapels, so to speak. And here's my pep talk for you seniors. Don't check out. You're not graduated yet, first of all. You can still fail. But second of all, we need you. We need your energy. We need your passion. We need your leadership. We need your example. We need you to be invested in this community because you are a critical part of this community. It's the first of your last. But we get this season together, and we don't get it back again. And so we want to make it count. And we, on behalf of everyone at Campus Ministry, we want to welcome everyone else back as well. From Kate and Kate to Paul and Paul to Josh and to Lori and to myself, we want to welcome you back to campus. And we want to give an invitation that if there's any way we can serve you in and out of chapel, if you want to get a cup of conversation, if you want to have an email conversation, please let us know. Don't let that opportunity be wasted to form deep relationships. We want to know who you are. And you might be wondering today, do I belong in chapel? And I want to say, absolutely you do. I don't care where you're at in life, what you're wondering about, what your doubts are, what your experiences are, what your background is, whether you have a Christian background or not. That doesn't matter. You belong here. I don't care what race and color you are. I don't care what your sexual tilt is. I care that you're here and that we get a chance to be a community together and to maybe discover together what it means to have our identity relocated and renewed in Jesus Christ. We want to invite you back to worship, back to center our lives in the triune God of grace. I love this time of year because it's a beginning. And if you know anything about Trigger, Trigger loves beginnings. And Trigger loves endings. Because our beginning is often our end, and our end is often our beginning. But I love beginnings because it's a fresh start. It's an invitation for a clean slate. And it feels to me a lot like the gospel, where the old is gone and the new has come. And in the beginning, we have this opportunity to push restart and to begin again as if for the first time. And we want to begin again where we should. We want to begin with God, which is why we have chapel here. This space is reserved for God. I love beginnings. And as you begin, it's important to also remember the context in which you're beginning. And what is our context? I like to call it the soil of hope, this little quad of ours tucked away on the western shores of Michigan, Hope College. The context of our beginning is school. It's a place of learning. We are here to learn. I love school. I love it. I get so excited about the beginning of classes. You get that book open for the first time from the bookstore, and it just intoxicates you with all the fumes. I love to get that syllabus and to learn all those things that you're going to get to learn for the first time. I love school because it brings all these different people together and we get the chance to make new friends and to be a community. I love school because I get to root for the home team. Go! Yeah! I love school because of why we're here. Schools are magical places that are set aside so that we can learn what we don't know. Schools are magical places that allow us to grow deeper in the soil of hope so that we can grow taller towards the heavens. I love school because they are one of the last best places that is set aside in our fragmented and overcrowded and noisy culture to be still and to be solid and to read long in a historical conversation, to fill our minds with beautiful literature and to poems and to explore the sciences, to look down to the microscope as well as into the telescope and far into the heavens. Schools are the places to expand our minds and our souls. There's nothing like a school. And when we get to begin a school, we are filled with that opportunity to learn wonder. And wonder is the prelude to our worship. I believe something fundamental. I believe that God created this world in love. And out of love, even though this world is fallen, I believe that this God who acts and who speaks and who enters into human history has redeemed this world. And that all things have been reconciled through Christ for this world. Which means for us that we are given a charge to be students. To learn all about this world that God has loved and redeemed. To be a student is your spiritual calling. It is my spiritual calling, and it is why this college exists. And the more we do that with passion and with fire in our belly, the more beautiful this can become, this soil of hope. Now, to be a student, you need two primary things. You need to every day adopt a posture of humility. A posture of humility, because to be a student means to say that I don't know things and others do and I need to learn from them. We are born not preloaded with all the data and information that we need, and so we have to learn about this world and about cultures and other peoples. We need to learn what the scriptures say about what it means to be truly human. We need to study psychology and sociology and history and literature and the arts. We get to learn, but that requires humility. But it also requires inquiry. The courage to ask questions. A college is a safe place to ask hard questions. That's what schools are for. They're protected for that purpose. They're a safe place for us to be students in the context of our spiritual lives. In this semester, I want to give an invitation on behalf of the campus ministry team, to go to school with us, to learn something that we often do, but sometimes don't think hard or reflective enough about. I want to invite you to learn with us about prayer. Now, prayer is one of those things that we all do at one time or another. It's one of those things that we hear people doing and we expect Christians in worship to do, but rarely do we take time to stop and think about what we're praying or how do we pray. And so we need to stop and ask some hard questions. This chapel is a safe place to ask those hard questions. Like, what is prayer? Why do we do it? Does prayer make any difference at all? Does prayer have the power to change God's mind? Is it the tool that God uses to change our mind? Are there right and wrong ways to pray? Are there words and experiences we can say to God and we can't say to God? What's foreboding in prayer? Am I allowed to bring my full self to prayer even when I don't feel like God or I'm angry at God? And what happens when I pray for something and it doesn't happen? Does that mean that God isn't there? That God doesn't love us? Or that there's no God at all and maybe I'm just talking to myself? What's going on in prayer? Those are some of the questions we want to ask this season in chapel. And to do that, I want to invite us to go to school, the school of prayer. Now, what is that school of prayer? The school of prayer, I want to suggest to us, is the Psalms. Jesus says this, that whenever you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words. Don't be like them, for your Father in heaven knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done as it on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial. Jesus says this about prayer. Don't do this. Don't just be chatty and throw up Hail Marys up to God. Don't just have a thin vocabulary. Jesus says, don't do that. Pray then in this way. And he offers us the most famous prayer of all Scripture, the prayer that many of us know, even if we don't know that we know it, the Lord's Prayer. Now, there's some question about this, but many scholars think that the Lord's Prayer is taken from the Shemone Ezra. The Shemone Ezra is the Hebrew word for 18. And the Shemone Ezra were the 18 prayers of blessing that the Jews would pray three times a day. And of those 18 prayers, they are extracted from the book of the Psalms. So some people interpret what Jesus is saying as this. When you pray, pray the words that you have learned. Pray the Scriptures back to God. Pray the Psalms back to God. What we want to invite you to is the school of prayer. And the Psalms are that school. This is where Jesus would have learned to pray. This is where the people of God for millennia have disciplined their vocabulary and learned that there is no question, no doubt, no language that we can't bring to God. And I want to offer one quick warning. I know our time's running out. Going to school is a safe place to ask hard questions. But going to school is also a dangerous place because those hard questions can lead to real answers. We don't ask questions for questions' sake. We ask questions so that we might find an answer. And when you find an answer, it changes us. To go to school is an invitation to be changed and to be transformed. To be a student is your spiritual calling as we launch into this semester, but we do so knowing that we have a center of gravity in a God that holds all things together. In the Psalms, all of the questions and all of the doubts and all of the hopes and all of the feelings are all prevalent that are prevalent in this room. And as we enter into that school of prayer, we learn that there's no question we can't bring to God. And these Psalms point us again and again to the answer to our questions. And the answer to our questions has everything to do with that triune God who created and redeemed this world. It's time to begin, my friends. It's time to go to class. It's time to love each other and to be a community of hope. Amen? Amen. Amen. Go in peace, my friends.